Welcome to day 18 of 21 days of prayer at Laurentian Wesleyan Church. So glad that you've joined us today. And this week we are praying for those who need God. And specifically today, we're praying for believers to cross their paths. Those that we're praying for, we're praying that believers would cross their paths. This is twofold. We can pray for other Christians to influence the people around those we're praying for positively, and we can also look for opportunities to influence others positively ourselves. God's plan to reach people is worked through those who already know and love Him. Jesus asked us to pray for people to go into the world to be salt and light. He came to bring the good news of the gospel to all people, and His desire is that everyone would know and love Him. You know, one thing I find as a pastor myself, I want to be sharing my faith with others, but I find there's a lot of people that think it's just kind of the job of someone like a pastor or an evangelist. They think, well, it's someone like Billy Graham, and that's his job. But really, all of us have a part to play. All of us have gifts that God has given us. All of us have a faith to share. Matthew 9, verse 38 says, "Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into His harvest field." As His spiritual farmers, so to speak, we should be attuned to opportunities to plant spiritual seeds in the lives of the people we encounter each day. We may have no idea who has already been praying for them, and the culminating impact our kind word or compassionate act or loving attitude can have to draw someone to Christ. And so we pray that other believers would impact those that we're praying for. And maybe that person is us, but it may be someone else as well. Can I pray for us today? Father, I pray for the lost around me to meet believers who will influence them in a positive way. Lord, let my life shine in such a way that people want to know the God I serve. Allow others to see my genuine love and concern for them in all that I say and do. Let me be your hands and feet to serve them and let them know just how much you love them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you for being with us today. As always, you can head over to our website for more resources and to catch up on any days that you may have missed. You can head over to laurentianchurch.com/prayer, and we're so glad to be with you today. Have a great day.